Andy Cohen is out with a new memoir. And if you don't know who Andy Cohen is, you have not been watching Bravo. It's the cable channel where he does a lot of talking, even while producing some of its hit shows. He recently stopped by our studio here at NPR West to chat with NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates.
Andy Cohen has been yakety for most of his 44 years.
The book is called Most Talkative because I was voted most talkative in high school. And I've never stopped talking. My mouth has been my greatest asset and my biggest Achilles heel.
Most days is an asset. Cohen's chattiness and vision for reality shows that get people talking has made Bravo one of TV's hottest cable networks.
Please, pack your knives.
I'm going to win the lottery. I'm going to fire all of you.
I may be a princess, but I'm definitely not a drama queen.
There are so many programs centered on food, fashion, beauty, and pop culture that Bravo's often referred to as the gay channel. At a press conference a few months ago, Cohen tried to straighten everyone out about that.
People always ask me if Bravo is gay, and I always say I think Bravo's bi, because I think Bravo is open enough to go home with whoever it found attractive at the end of the night.
Andy Cohen grew up wanting Matt Lauer's job hosting the Today Show. He started with a TV internship when he was in college, but his dream career almost wasn't because, Cohen says, a television producer told him this.
You know what? You have wonky eyes and you're not going to have a great career in front of the camera.
Well, his left eye occasionally does wander off course, just a little. So Cohen took another route. He worked at CBS News for 10 years, rising through the ranks to become one of Dan Rather's producers at 48 Hours. After that decade, he left for cable, first for a small arts and culture channel named Trio, then for Bravo. Bravo was already producing hits like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, where gay consultants took grungy straight men and made them over.
Well, you got some serious brows there, my friend.
Very proud show, Mark. Good teeth, though.
But the network really hit its stride when Cohen came up with The Real Housewives. It focuses on wealthy women's sort of friendships in several cities across the country, from New York to Beverly Hills to Atlanta. The ladies became instant pop culture icons. The series made Atlanta housewife Nene Leakes, a Cohen favorite, famous enough that Donald Trump asked her to be a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice, where she threw a memorable tantrum.
You press the last button at me, Miss Star Jones, and I will do you when the rest of these girls won't. This is your puppet, and I'm not.
Wow.
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 Wow. You know you're fierce when you can rattle the Donald. Cohen says his housewives may come from different cities, but one thing remains the same.
I think the constant within the series is that we don't cast wallflowers, to put it mildly.
The assorted housewives, they're also in New Jersey and Miami, have become a not-so-guilty pleasure for millions who tune in to check out the diamond-dusted soap operas each week. Cohen has a theory.
I would say that it's anthropology of the rich. I remember one of the first reviews in the New York Times for The Real Housewives of Orange County, which was the first out of the gate, was they said, someday you could look at this episode and say, oh, this is how a certain group of nouveau riche women lived at this time in America.
But it wasn't all fancy lunches and Louboutins, as the Today Show reported last year.
Even before season two of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills began, we knew how it would tragically end. Taylor Armstrong's husband, Russell, also a cast member, committed suicide after their marriage unraveled as cameras rolled on their reality TV show airing on Bravo.
It was a crisis point for Cohen. There was a lot of talk on and off air about whether reality TV had helped to kill Russell Armstrong and whether the genre and Cohen had gotten out of hand. After conversations with Bravo's producers, the Beverly Hills Women, and executives at Bravo's parent company, NBC Universal, season two aired and the season remains popular. Cohen hosts a weekly behind-the-scenes look at many Housewives episodes called Watch What Happens. Those begat a late-night talk show called Watch What Happens Live. It makes Cohen a colleague of Leno, Letterman, and Fallon. It's ironic. Cohen started out wanting to be an anchor, and now he sort of is, and has anchors as his guests. Anderson Cooper's been on. So has one of Cohen's old bosses.
So to have Dan Rather, all these years later, walk in and be a guest on my little Playboy After Dark meets Wayne's World.
It was, to use a favorite Cohen word, awesome. Cohen says he'll continue to juggle being a network executive by day and a television talk show host by night because he loves both jobs and he still has the energy for it. As for later,
the one guiding principle over my 23-year career in TV has been, as long as I'm having fun, I really don't care what the job title is.
So bet on it. Whatever the job is, Andy Cohen will be having fun. And he will be talking. Lots. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.